Hello, I'm Gary, and welcome to this month's Nutmeg Investor Update podcast. I'm joined today by our Chief Investment Officer, James McManus. Welcome, James.
Hi, Gary.
So, James, March was another positive month for investment markets in both equities and bonds. So, what were the numbers behind this?
Well, overall, March was a good month for financial market returns, with equity assets adding to what was already a strong start to 2024. Global equities rose around 3.3% in sterling terms, with the largest equity market, the US, rising a similar amount on aggregate. US smaller companies were actually up closer to 4%. Japanese equities also delivered a similar level of return, and the country retained its place as the star performer so far in 2024. And close to home, it was good to see the FTSE 100 deliver a strong month after trailing its European peers recently, generating almost 5% in March. That was helped by the strong performance of the energy sector, a significant part of the UK equity index, on the back of positive oil price dynamics. And while marginally behind the UK, performance for broader European markets remained strong at around 4.4%, pushed higher by semiconductor supplier ASML in the Netherlands and pharmaceutical giant Novo Nordisk in Denmark. Now, in emerging markets, China continued to lag, but that was largely offset by the outperformance of other Asian countries like Taiwan and South Korea. And on the fixed income side, there are broadly positive returns across Western government and corporate bond markets. Headline market returns were strongest in UK gilts, where the release of lower than expected UK inflation numbers eased some of the worries about the threat of more persistent price rises. Now, that leaves most major corporate bond markets in positive territory for the year, though broader government bond markets are still experiencing muted losses in 2024, despite a better month in March.
So, James, questions around when central banks in the US, UK, and Europe will cut interest rates continues to be a hot topic. So where do we stand today?
Well, determining when central banks will begin to ease interest rates in this economic cycle remains a key market dynamic for equities and bonds. In the US, we saw inflation slightly surprise to the upside. US core inflation for the 12 months of February came in at 3.8% against an expectation of 3.7%. While that was still lower than the previous month, it adds to the uncertainty regarding future rate cuts by the US Federal Reserve, a key support for positive equity returns lately. And while markets have moved to discount a US recession in 2024, the resultant expectations of stronger economic growth will keep central banks and investors alike wary of the inflation implications. In the UK, the situation differed as inflation, while still elevated, surprised to the downside, i.e. it was lower than we expected. Now, that can be seen as potentially good news for future rate cuts, and that was echoed in the subsequent Bank of England Monetary Policy Committee meeting, with members voting as a whole to maintain the current status quo, with some in favour of a cut. That was a contrast to the previous month, where two out of the eight members wanted to increase interest rates. Now, financial markets currently expect the first Bank of England interest rate cut in June, and that's aligned with our expectations here at Nutmeg.
James, has the economic data your team watches on a daily basis remained supportive for markets?
Well, yes, we see broader economic conditions as fairly robust, especially in the US, where GDP growth seems on track for a 2 to 2.5% increase this year. That's a big contrast to the potential recession that many had feared at the beginning of 2024. An example is the employment situation in the US, with extremely strong payroll numbers for February significantly surpassing expectations. And that really underscores the dynamism of the US economy, which continues to surprise positively. Additionally, opinion-based surveys such as the Purchasing Manager Indicators, which are monthly surveys on the health of industrial and services sectors, have also been improving outside of the US, in the UK, in Europe, and in Japan. And with many emerging markets outside of China also seeing green shoots in their economic picture, the narrative is increasingly one of momentum towards a more robust global growth picture.
Japan has been a strong performer this year. What's been behind the fresh interest in this market?
Well, after decades of muted enthusiasm, there's been really a renewed level of interest in Japan over the last 12 months, and that's for several reasons. Firstly, inflation has returned to the economy, a stark contrast to recent history. Since the 1990s, the Japanese government and the Bank of Japan have made numerous attempts to revive inflation, and it remained persistently low despite those efforts to stimulate the economy. The most recent Consumer Price Index, CPI number, excluding food and energy for the 12 months to February, was 2.8%. Now, if we exclude the past 6 months of data, that's a figure we haven't seen since 1992 in Japan. The resurgence of inflation is more than welcome to revitalize the country's economy and dynamism. After all, some inflation is a positive thing for economies, so long as it isn't exceeding targets. Now, secondly, the Bank of Japan's policy of keeping interest rates at zero or marginally below zero, despite significant increases in other developed markets, has led to a substantial decline in the Japanese yen over the previous 24 months against most major currencies, but especially the US dollar. That continues to help the local equity market as the weak currency directly benefits Japanese corporations by making their prices cheaper in foreign currency terms, and so also favoring exporters and those with foreign revenue streams. Finally, the difficulties seen in China following the COVID recovery indirectly favor Japan. Japan is now back on the radar screen of foreign companies looking to establish a strong presence in the Asia-Pacific region. And with regulatory changes having also brought about greater corporate governance and a focus on shareholder value, companies have been encouraged to look again at the Japanese economy. Now, within Nutmeg Portfolios, we've had an overweight position in Japan for the past 6 months, and we continue to take a favorable view for the near term.
Thank you, James. And thanks to you, our listeners, for tuning in. If you have a topic you'd like us to discuss in next month's investor update, contact us via email or social media.
More information about this update is available in the description. As with all investing, your capital is at risk. The value of your portfolio with Nutmeg can go down as well as up, and you may get back less than you invest. Past or future performance indicators are not a reliable indicator of future performance.